I'm happy now to welcome Elise Stepanian. She is a video artist, and she is the curator of Manipulated Image, which we're about to talk about. It's an event happening this weekend at Santa Fe Complex. Anthony Buchanan is here. He's an experimental film and media artist, and Ian Anderson is a writer and performance artist. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So this is the first anniversary celebration of the Manipulated Image series. I guess this is number 11, and it's tomorrow, Friday, March 12th at 6:30. It's called For Action's Sake. Tell us, first of all, about the Manipulated Image series.
Manipulated Image is a series I started a year ago. It's a series of screenings of experimental short videos by artists from all around the world, U.S. local artists. I started it because I'm a video artist, and when I moved to Santa Fe less than 3 years ago, I felt like there was a need for a venue to show that kind of work. These short videos could be also referred to as art videos. They're different than the traditional kind of videos where there's a need for narration, beginning, middle, and end. Doesn't mean that the videos I show are not narrative. That's not necessarily so. But the people whose work I show, they normally refer to themselves as artists rather than filmmakers.
And so this set of videos is in a program called For Action's Sake. Now, this is referring to political action.
Well, not necessarily political action. The idea behind For Action's Sake is it refers to fetishizing the idea of action taking. It could be political, it could be religious, it could be, well, I guess everything, if you look at it that way, everything could be political. For example, rebellion for the sake of rebellion, racism for the sake of racism, following religious ideology for the sake of just doing it without questioning it. So basically it's about people having preconceived notions about socially constructed values or realities and not questioning them. And then the other part of it is, For Action's Sake is a play on word referring to art for art's sake. In 19th century, artists tried to separate themselves from the society, stating that art doesn't have to have moral justification, doesn't have to be about patriotism or devotion, or, you know, we don't have to make historical paintings or paintings representing the bourgeoisie. Art could, in fact, be irreverent, could be subversive, and it doesn't need to have any moral justification. So what happened was that art became a little bit difficult to understand for the everyday person. It became very abstract. But then there were the avant-garde artists, the progressive modernists. The avant-garde artists were the modernists. The progressive modernists, they actually became rebellious against the conservative values of the society. And sometimes they even had antagonistic attitude towards the society.
But meanwhile, they weren't doing art just for art's sake either.
Right, right. But at the end, the critics of modernism have said that these artists that were criticizing these conservative values of the society, at the end, they became co-opted by the system that they were criticizing. Because, for example, an abstract painting was hung in the living room of the bourgeoisie, or the art that was supposed to be rebellious, it became museumified.
Right. And needed a wall that only a very wealthy person with a huge living room could put it on.
It became very elite. It became very separated from the society that it meant to. You could say, in a way, it wanted to protect the society by critiquing it, by showing the ills of the society.
So let's talk to the two artists here at the table, Anthony and Ian. So you were pulled into this set of performances. What is your relationship to this topic, For Action's Sake, Anthony?
Well, Manipulated Image is something that I've been following from its genesis. About a year ago, I came to town around the same time that Elise did to attend the College of Santa Fe, and became very distraught early on when I realized that there was very little performance and experimental film, as well as more transgressive uses of emerging interactive technologies in town. There were a couple people such as David Stout who recently left the College of Santa Fe, and now we're starting to see a resurgence of interest in this kind of work, which I think is very needed here. The currents, people like Frank Regano, are going to be having a big exhibition coinciding with the biennial at SITE in 2010, and in June, I believe. I'm going to be starting my own lecture series at the Santa Fe complex called Cinema Unbound, which is dedicated to bringing more sort of historical sorts of experimental filmmakers and video artists in town, as opposed to a lot of the just contemporary stuff. There will be some contemporary filmmakers as well, but Manipulated Image has been a very, it's fueled me to get going in the community myself, because I've always wanted to see something similar to this in town, and now that something like this has really happened, I think it's going to be a real inspiration for young media artists who were kind of distraught with the closing of the College of Santa Fe, which of course now abolished all possibilities of artists to work with in that way, working in film and video outside the mainstream Hollywood
order. Oh, they're not teaching that or having that happen anymore.
Absolutely not, and they're not going to be doing it in the near future anyway.
Oh, boy.
That's completely gone. And so there's lots of these little sort of David Stout-like devotees who are just kind of drifting around town now, and this presents a major opportunity, and it also really, like Elise said, it's very much needed in this community. We're so known for our forms of commercial Indian art, and we're becoming more and more known for our music venues, which is what 90% of feels like the artists in this town are engaged in. And I do believe that people who really have a passion for this stuff will come to the realization that it does take a village to preserve this kind of work and keep this kind of work going on the transgressive and cutting edge side. And something like Manipulated Image seems the perfect venue, the most accessible. In terms of the fact that it is sort of cut off from the more kind of elitist gallery side of things. And it's a very welcoming environment. I jumped on board with it because Elise and her partner, Philip Mantione, have been close friends of mine for a long time. I've been associated with them at the complex for a long time. And they're very, like I said, they're very open in terms of what the kind of work that they welcome. They don't have strict guidelines in terms of narrative or technology used. And it's a place, I think, where over time people will really be able to come and make things happen in this town with this kind of media.
Ian Anderson, tell us about your work and your participation in Manipulated Image.
Well, I guess you could say I was commissioned, I guess, for this little performance here. It seemed as if my reputation had preceded me, which is interesting because I feel as if I'm just sort of getting started in this entire world of performance art and exhibition. Personally, I feel that what I do links in with what Elise and Anthony were saying about the bourgeois aspects of art, in that for me, performance art is not necessarily about the artifact itself. As a matter of fact, I would say it's one of the few acts of art creation that does not present an artifact explicitly. I would say that for me personally, it is a sort of reaction against that bourgeoisie aspect of having the painting in that multi-million dollar living room, you know, that we hypothetically mentioned, where rather than hanging me on the wall, you have a chance to come out and see me do something one night and one night only. It is a temporary and passing thing, which falls in line quite a bit with my philosophy for life and work in general, in that it is all transient and temporary, and to make an attempt to make an artifact out of life is in itself self-defeating, because while you are looking for this tangible thing that will outlast you, you're missing out all the best things, for example.
Although, what's wrong with making a photograph that captures some essential feature of...
And that's a fabulous and absolutely legitimate aspect of art making itself. The main problem I have with that is it seems to reinforce the idea of the author or the artist, capital A artist, as a sort of agent of decision. The frame is explicitly chosen by the photographer or by the illustrator to be viewed that way and that way only. Whereas with performance, I like to think that I am giving audience members a chance to get up and take in different and multiple perspectives all within the same artwork, which...
You mean if they get up and walk around?
They get up and walk around, or they could. It could be even as simple as choosing not to view the piece. I've had that happen a couple of times, and I always found that to be an interesting choice because it is still a reaction against the artwork and a critique of it. It's to me much better than that mediocre reaction of, oh well, I guess that was okay. There's nothing more bland to me than, oh well, I guess that was okay.
I've got a question for all of you, which is with great respect to what you're doing, does anyone outside of art and academic theory circles even use the word bourgeoisie anymore? I mean, it sounds like a kind of super old-fashioned 19th century...
My family, I come from a family of labor organizers, so bourgeoisie is a sort of a playful little insult that we pass around at each other at the dinner table, you know. Oh, that's so bourgeois of you, et cetera, et cetera. In my experience, no, it's not that often used seriously outside of academic and artistic circles. It is taken more to be a bland and unquestioned fact of reality rather than an aspect that can be changed and meddled with as necessary.
This event that's coming up tomorrow night, Manipulated Image, it's part of the series. It's the first anniversary of the Manipulated Image series at Santa Fe Complex. There's a lot of different things going on. There's 15 video artists from 10 different countries. There's online performances from Germany, from Sweden. There's 12 local artists performing. What are some of the themes that are coming up, Elise, in this work that you've curated?
For example, let's say the Swedish artist Jonas Nilsson. His videos are very kind of sarcastic, ironic videos in which he performs himself. They're about self-centered people, people in a consumer society that are just basically... very interested in themselves and nothing outside themselves.
Now, let me ask you a question, because again, it gets into the sort of critique of the bourgeoisie kind of thing. This has been done. People have been critiquing consumer society for many, many decades. What's the point at this moment in history? People are going to go to Santa Fe Complex and say, why, that's me. I think I'll change my ways. I mean, what's the intention here?
Well, it's very fascinating to me that the... First of all, that this piece, show is curated under the title For Action's Sake makes it kind of ironic because all of my work involves deconstructing and actually destroying the materials of my process at the end. So I work very much with the ephemerality of these things, so it's almost anti-action. But, I mean, the bourgeois element is something that's always, unfortunately, going to be linked to video art and experimental film. It's a genre that's grown out of abstract expressionism. And the praisings of people like Clement Greenberg and early critics early on who said that the only true art is about its own making and it's about the surface and nothing else, subject matter doesn't matter, which of course everything from feminism to all political art following that in the 60s called that the most bourgeois, ridiculous, self-centered form of art. So, I mean, I just admire the fact that that a show about video art, which is synonymous with all the kinds of inaccessible, avant-garde, high modernist stuff is subverting that historical dogma.
I would say, personally, for me, it goes back to a quote from Robert Anton Wilson, the author of the Illuminatus trilogy and a number of other things. I was watching a documentary on him, and he was talking about his involvement in the hippie movement of the 60s and 70s. And he was talking about how there was a sort of unspoken feeling that a friend of his once spoke to him about. And he said that what it was about wasn't necessarily about changing the whole thing, but by rather changing one's individual perspective, whereby saying instead of it's us versus them, because they have the power, it turns into we have the power, so it is just us. I would say that that's an aspect of my performance art and art in general that I try to incorporate as often as possible.
Elise Stepanian is video artist and curator of the Manipulated Image series. Anthony Buchanan is an experimental film and media artist. And Ian Anderson is a writer and performance artist. And all of them will be part of this first anniversary celebration at Santa Fe Complex of Manipulated Image. It's called For Action's Sake. It's at 6:30. For more information, sfcomplex.org. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.